Yes, for us it's important that we could ever give everybody a run out here to see how close the young players are to play in the Premier League, and as well to see how fit the players who are used to play in the Premier League are. Overall, what you want is not get injuries and, of course, get everybody a good fitness level.
How much more difficult is it in a World Cup or Euros year to get those players fit?
It's much more difficult because players come back stage by stage, you know, and many players, those who gone out early, come back next week, and so overall we need, for example, the three players who won the World Cup, they can come back beginning of August, so it's very difficult to get everybody at the same level at the start of the season.
Talk to me about Jack Wilshere. You've seen the coverage about him all season. How did that make you feel when you saw those pictures in the national press this week?
Well, I haven't spoken to him, so it's very difficult for me to make any statement. I know what you can make of pictures, you know. I have to speak to him to see really what happens before I come out publicly.
Are you concerned about him, as everybody else seems to be?
Look, I'm not deeply concerned by it, but I just want to know what happened, and before I know what happened, I don't want to talk too much about it.
Why didn't you sign Cesc Fabregas? Most people seem surprised at that.
Look, I think people came out and said he wanted to go to Chelsea, so I don't know who tells the truth here or not, but he landed where he wanted to go.
How pleased are you with the business you have done?
But I'm very happy with what I could do until now. It's not over, you know, we're still a long way to go.
You say it's not over. What else can we expect to be done in the next month or so? Can you give us any kind of insight whatsoever?
I can't give you any names, and because you're never sure what you can do, what you want. But we are still out there to strengthen our squad.
You've already done some good business, but you look to have strengthened up front and also in midfield, where you've got a lot of players already. I mean, that's going to be an area of competition for Arsenal this year, isn't it?
A big competition, but you know, there are many players who didn't play many games last year, who have a lot of talent. Like Chamberlain was out for a long time. Wiltshire was injured, Diaby was out for the whole season last year. They aren't back now. It's very difficult to predict how fit they'll be at the start of the season. But we have a big competition in the middle of the park, yes.
In terms of the world champions that are coming back from you, Per Mertesacker, Mesut Ozil and Lucas Podolski, the latter seem quite convinced that Sami Khedira might be coming as well.
Look, I can't give you any names, but what is good, they won the World Cup, so their confidence should be stronger. We could win the FA Cup in the last game of the season. They go away, they win the World Cup. But winning makes you only stronger and more confident, and hopefully we'll benefit from that in the next season.
Last one from me. How much are you looking forward to locking horns with Louis van Gaal this year at Manchester United?
Look, what is important is our performances. I believe that Man United has appointed a great manager who has shown during the World Cup that he's top quality. So it will be certainly difficult for us, but for our competitors as well. So we are all at the same level.
Arsene, you talked about you can't name players. How about positions? What about goalkeeping situation? Is there somebody you'd like to bring in the first team situation, Rob?
I will bring in a goalkeeper for sure.
And Thomas Vermaelen's future, can you confirm whether he'll stay at the club?
I cannot guarantee that, but should he go, I would bring another centre-back in for sure as well.
And finally from me, in terms of your transfer links, usually you leave it quite late in the window. This time you're getting a lot of your business done early.
Well, you're not the only one who decide that. Sometimes players you want are available very late. You maybe refer to the Ozil case, but at the same period last year, Ozil was not available. It became available very late. And you do the deals when they are possible, when it's possible. And that depends on three different opinions. And this time we could do it early.
Last one. Tell us about how important this season is for Jack, given his injuries from last season.
Well, because he's at an age where you want him to move forward, and he has a potential. I believe for him the most important now is to have a good preparation, you know, and focus on getting really fit. Jack is a great player. He has a football brain. He's ambitious, and I'm sure Kenny be injury-free, he will have a great season.